I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update. A look back at the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Arkansas tax revenues rose almost 6% compared to last year, with consumer spending boosting the August revenue report from the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration. Year to date, that includes July and August numbers, gross revenues are up 5.7% above the same period 1 year ago and up 3.1% over forecast. DF&A officials said the improvement in revenue comes from the individual income taxes and gross receipts taxes, primarily through sales and use tax. Those two taxes account for 87% of total collections. Caterpillar officially opened its new $140 million motor grader plant in North Little Rock on Wednesday. The company, which is the world's largest maker of mining and construction equipment, announced in early 2009 it would bring the plant to Arkansas and hire up to 600 workers. Already 200 employees have been hired and trained and are making those new motor graders. Second quarter earnings for Arkansas banks jumped 25% from the previous year, according to the FDIC's quarterly banking profile. For the period ended June 30th, the report showed that Arkansas banks earned $210 million compared to $168 million a year ago. When compared to the previous quarter, profits at FDIC-insured Arkansas banks and savings and loans were up 76%. Now, despite the improvement, earnings do remain below historical norms. For example, Arkansas's FDIC-insured banks earned $262 million in the second quarter of 2007 compared to this year's $210 million. J.B. Hunt Transport Services awarded a $5 million gift to Arkansas Children's Hospital in Little Rock. The gift is designated specifically for the second floor of the hospital's new south wing, which began construction in 2008 and is scheduled for completion in the summer of 2012. The south wing will create an additional 54 inpatient beds. Delta Group Electronics, which assembles custom wiring harnesses and printed circuit boards, announced it's begun construction of a new 36,000-square-foot building in Fayetteville. The expansion is expected to provide 75 new jobs to the area over the next several years. Finally, the Arkansas Realtors Association amended its June 2010 housing report after discrepancies surfaced in an initial report distributed 2 weeks ago. The revised housing report shows that home sales rose 3.3% in June of 2010 versus 2009. Valuations, the total cost of those homes sold, were higher at 2%. Statewide home prices, however, fell 1.2% for the month. Now, year-to-date, home sales are 12.5% higher in terms of units sold. The value of homes sold is up almost 11% for the January to June period compared to last year's six-month time frame, but that number may decline as future home sales are expected to slow with the expiration of federal tax credits. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.